Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. Donald Trump has called on Americans to pray for the incoming administration, but in his farewell message, the president did not mention his successor by name. Mr. Trump said he was proud of what he'd achieved over the past 4 years.
We embarked on a mission to make America great again for all Americans. As I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States, I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together. We did what we came here to do, and so much more.
On the eve of his inauguration, Joe Biden has led a ceremony to remember America's 400,000 coronavirus victims. Standing alongside the vice president-elect, Kamala Harris, and their spouses, Mr. Biden said it was important for the nation to remember in order to heal. 400 lights were reflected in the pool by Washington's Lincoln Memorial, while church bells tolled across the city. Here's Larry Madowar.
The highlight of the day was that memorial service at the reflecting pool, which provided this really beautiful ceremony, but also iconic imagery. That happened just about an hour after America recorded 400,000 deaths from the coronavirus. Joe Biden has said that on his first day in office, he will sign a raft of executive orders to make the coronavirus crisis the centerpiece of his administration.
Mr. Biden is spending the night at the White House guest house and has invited the leaders of both political parties in both houses of Congress to accompany him to Mass on Wednesday. Several of Mr. Biden's cabinet nominees have appeared at confirmation hearings in the Senate, including his pick for the State Department, Antony Blinken. Mr. Blinken said he would concentrate on rebuilding a united front to deal with China, Russia and Iran, and stressed the importance of global U.S. influence.
American leadership still matters. The reality is the world simply does not organize itself. When we're not engaged, when we're not leading, then one of two things is likely to happen. Either some other country tries to take our place, but not in a way that's likely to advance our interests and values, or maybe just as bad, no one does, and then you have chaos. Either way, that does not serve the American people.
Italy's Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has won a confidence vote in the Senate, but without the absolute majority he achieved in the lower house on Monday. The BBC's Rome correspondent says the Prime Minister is weakened by the outcome. If he stays in office, each legislative move will now be the subject of horse trading. World news from the BBC.